Blog Talk Radio.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The camera's here, and the microphones, and they wanna know. Oh, oh, oh. If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The crowd.
Here we go again, another week in review show in a new season 7. Hi, I'm Steve. I had a wife cook, and we're in for a good review show today. Happy 4th of July to all those that listen to this, because it is the 4th of July, and, you know, we celebrate these things to make ourselves feel good, I guess. I mean, anyway, let's get to the show. Being that this is a new season, and you know, I'm looking around for somebody, and my man Ant and his baller commissioner happened to be on, and I'll just say, what's up, Ant?
Hey, what's up, Steve? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're a little far away, but I guess that's okay. You know, starting in season 7, we have a good crop of players, and today I guess we'll do a review of your last 4 games.
Yeah.
And we'll critique what you think about one or two players in there, and you know, just get your general view.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, so again, you took the Texans this year again.
Oh yeah,
You seem to have gotten a feel for them, and you broke 500. You went 2-2.
Right.
You know, your points for is 115. The points against is 103. But let's take a look at the first game you played against the Redskins, against a new guy in the league. Actually, I think you brought him to us, no?
Yeah, very, 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 very tough player.
Yeah, it's B-Easy, it's 2008, BD. I guess that means bad, or I don't know. Do you know what the BD part means?
I don't, but he's a very good player.
Right,
guys would be very shocked at what he does. I mean, he is just, the guy is a, he's a straight-out baller.
Right.
It was actually a very good game. It was a very, very physical game. Well, actually, not even physical. It was just a lot of points scored. You know, a lot of points scored,
okay.
And a lot of there's a lot of everything. I mean, that's all I can say. I mean, the game was good.
Right, right. As I look at his record, he's 2-1 with the Redskins, and as I look at the score and the stats for that game, I mean, he put up 172 rushing yards on you. That's no easy feat.
He really, really surprised me. Totally surprised me.
It was a ball control thing here, it looks like. He had the ball for 12 minutes and some change. Despite that fact, you managed to hold on and take the win. I see you had 245 yards, and you only rushed for 58 yards, which is rare for you. You know, was there a reason why?
I didn't really concentrate on the run so much. But it was more about passing, because he pretty much took my run game away from me.
Yeah, I see. On top of that, you know, you threw for 187 yards. You know, you only had one turnover. It looked like the game was pretty close going into the half. It looked like it was 19-17, and it looked like he came out in the third quarter and scored.
Yeah.
And what happened from there? How did it get to be 19? How did you get 12 points in the second quarter, if you remember that one?
I got
busy. Field goals?
Yeah, I just got busy because I saw I wasn't going to be able to pull away from him. So, but he actually made a very crucial mistake just before halftime, and he was actually trying to go for a touchdown when he should have gone for a field goal.
Uh-huh.
And that's what cost him the game, because I didn't let up after that, and I got a 10-point lead, and I didn't let him get close after that.
Right. So. I see Mr. Matt Schwab had 134 QB rating. You were 14 for 21 with 4 touchdowns.
Right.
Not bad. You only took a sack.
Yeah.
You're running, again, you didn't run a lot. You tried 11 carries with Amari Green for 54 yards. I guess, like you said, you know, he pretty much had a handle on that, and then you went in the air on him. Looks like Andre Davis was your man at this point. 7 receptions for 97 yards, and Andre Johnson had 4 for 49. I mean, you know, I see you didn't really have any long balls there, you know, 20 yards, 20 yards, like you were playing a little conservative.
Yeah. The Texans are a very interesting team when you play with them. And sometimes you have to play conservative, and sometimes you can kind of open it up, you know. But it's interesting. They're just interesting all around.
Mm. I see he threw on you, though. He actually was 50% at 14 for 28 for 244 yards. I mean, looked like he was... He had an all-around even game, I mean, with his running and his passing. What was there that you had to look out for that eventually you caught on to?
I caught on to his passing game, and I did catch on to his rushing as well, because I shut him down kind of in the second half. He wasn't really able. He did most of his damage in the first half, but the second half, it's one of those things where you never really see a person. You don't really know them until... You know, to get going after a while, and I was able to slow him down.
Right. So you managed to pull that one out, and you beat him 34-31. He's a new guy in the league, and he seems to have a tough game going there. And as we talk about tough games, we week 2 game here. It looked like you went up against Baller Duh last season's Super Bowl champ.
Right.
He seemed to have got you, 20-24, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like you were battling with him for a minute there. Let's take a look at what was going on in that game.
I pretty much dominated him.
Well, you know, from the stats point, it doesn't look like you dominated him. Again, you only had 59 yards rushing for a man that loves to run the ball. You really didn't do much of it.
Right.
You had 154 yards passing. I mean, you had a lot of total yards of 387. But then, if you look at him, he ran for 104 yards and threw for 247. So, you know, and he had a turnover, and he still managed to pull it out on you. I mean, you know, you stayed with him, but he managed to squeak out the win over you.
Yeah, he's. I actually had the ball coming down with like about 36 seconds left. He actually ended up stopping me. I could have gone for a field goal, but it wouldn't have done me no good because I was down 4 points at that point in time. And from what I remember, I was pretty much I started moving the ball on him because he played actually very well, but then he started. It was like one of those things of where chinks in the armor started showing, so I started exploiting it. With a pass, and then I started eating him up a little bit because the players really couldn't keep up with me.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't run his nickel 2-4-5 because I beat that all up. So at that point in time, it's just one of those things where I just you lose. I mean, he just played a better game, pretty much.
Yeah, I see. You know, your QB rating was 79. You were 11 for 25 for 162 yards passing.
Good.
I see.
No turnovers, though. That's important.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You took a couple of sacks, but you didn't turn the ball over. You liked Andre Johnson again, and 6 for 68 yards in the passing. Andre Davis, those are your speedsters, of course, 3 for 32. And you pretty much you stayed with him from the score stat part. It looks like you were, you know, It was actually 17-10 at the half. You were up. And looked like he kind of put the clamp on you in the third quarter because you didn't score, and he happened to get a touchdown and looked like to tie the game up.
Yeah, I actually had the screws on him early, and I let him up off. It's one of those things, I let him up off the mat, and I should have gone for the jugular, and I didn't.
Always go for the jugular when you're playing guys of that caliber. Never let up on him. I made the mistake when I played him and let up on him, and he ended up getting me by 14 points, but... You know, the first half, he had a total of 6 points. I was happy as a lark I was able to hold him to that. But
he couldn't even run. He couldn't even run on me with Willie Parker. He tried, but I kept stuffing him in the backfield, and he tried to go around the edge, and I'd get him. You know, so he pretty much gave up on that after a while. He couldn't do his little flats pass because I had the flats covered. So I had pretty much every avenue covered.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just that I couldn't, you know, reel it in at the end of the game, you know, which, you know, he played actually a very good game. So
I give
him props for that. But if I see him again, taking away everything again, I'm going to beat him the next time I see him.
Well, unfortunately, you don't get to play him in a season game again.
Yeah,
you had one crack at him early, man, and you let him get away.
Well, it's funny. Every time I have played him, each game has been close. It hasn't been a blowout. It's been very close.
Right. I understand that. And then... as we talk about, well, not blowouts, but a nice little lead there. You, week three, you went up against Easy 88 Tough and the Jaguars. And
that could have been worse, but I let up on him.
As we look at the stats, this is the envious I know. Look at you.
Yeah.
You had 34 points. You had 400 total yards. Now you had 146 rushing yards, 254 passing yards, and... you actually had a couple of takeaways, and you look like you had the ball for 11, almost 12 minutes out of the game.
I pretty much controlled that game, and I let up on him, and he got a garbage score at the end of the game, 82-yard pass, I think it was, to Fred Taylor. But other than that, I pretty much had him under control. He wasn't going to beat me. He wasn't
right,
even...
as I look at the score there, he scored 3 in the first quarter and then went stalemated for 2 quarters, and he managed to pull out 14 points in the fourth quarter.
Well, I mean, like I said, I let up on him, so...
Right. At the half, you had 17-3, and you put 14 on him, and then you kicked the field goal.
Yeah.
But how do you think... If you're saying you let up on him, I'm guessing that he's not doing well with the Jaguars.
I wouldn't say that. I would say he's kind of feeling his way along, but he's very dangerous though. He tried to run on me, and I wouldn't let him run. I kept stuffing his run. So I think if he could have got his run game going, he probably would have given me a little bit more problem, but I was determined to stop his run, so that wasn't going to happen. And, you know, then he tried to go to the pass, and I pretty much took that away. I took away his speedster, you know, Dennis Northcutt. I took him away. So he went to his tight end, went to his other wide receiver. So he pretty much was limited on his options where he was going. So I pretty much made him one-dimensional, you know. So, I mean, and I had him for 3 quarters, and I just kind of let up on him, you know, after that.
As we look at your fourth game here, went up against Darren Deep with his Cowboys, and he happened to squeeze one out on you.
Well, I do have to preface this by saying I played him with a bad controller in that game. And it was at 2 o'clock in the morning. But he ended up getting like a last-second score with like 6 seconds to go.
Uh-huh.
He went for 2, and he ended up beating me. So.
Mm.
Well, I think he went for a touchdown or something.
Yeah, the score was 31-27 in the end, and it looked like he, again, he ran, well, his stats and your stats were close except for the rushing yards, man. I mean, he had 312 total offense, you had 299.
Yeah.
He had 144 rushing yards, so you're 73.
Yeah, most of that was on one run for him. I gave up a long run.
And I guess I
tried to use one of my... my normal PF controllers went down, so I tried one of these funky controllers that it was a wireless one that I had sitting around. I've never used it before, but it has like smaller buttons. And the problem with when I used it, and I don't even know the name of this stupid thing, but when you press the buttons, it wasn't going fast enough as I normally would with a normal PS2 controller.
Mm-hmm.
And it just really, really screwed me up in the game. And I couldn't really, one of the things that kept happening, if you look at my punter stats, my punter, he averaged 25 yards per kick. Well, the reason why is because it kept going off the side of his foot. So I would be in the end zone and would go off the side of his foot. It would travel like 10, you know, one of those weird kicks where it goes to the side and everything. So that pretty much happened to me the whole game. So I couldn't stop the game and change it because then it would have, the game would have came out. So I just played the game with it. So he beat me, you know, but I'll see him again.
Yeah, I see, you know, as I would just say to you, you know, when you get in a game and you're using a bad controller, you know, you get what your hand calls for, and for you to, you know, for people to assume that, you know, even with a bad controller, you can pretty much probably win and don't, you know. It'll happen. Don't worry. You know, I make sure I went and got me a new one because I ain't getting in these games and playing people with a bad stick at all. You know, it's just the way it is. Sometimes you could be in the middle of a game and you know, something goes wrong, and then you got to put one in there you're not used to, and it's just, it throws everything off.
Right. Definitely.
All right. So as we critique your four games, out of the four, let's just take a look, and what do you think any of these guys you're going to play again?
Well, Darren, for sure.
Right, and
definitely the Redskin owner. We're definitely playing again too.
Right. So, what do you think your secrets or anything? But what do you think you need to change in order to beat these guys, the ones you lost to at least?
Actually, nothing. I got a new controller, so I'm good there. I'm probably gonna be a little bit more aggressive with the run, and definitely a lot more with the run. Because I haven't really. It's usually the beginning of the season. I'm usually feeling my way through, you know, players and everything. Like I said, the Texans are an interesting team, especially when it comes to the run. I really don't come out and really run a lot with them because. I have a lot of speed at wide receivers, so I'm trying to take advantage of that. But then, you know, if you're doing, you know, throwing things in there to mix things up, you know, that's the best way to do it. So that's pretty much what I'm doing with them. So I'm trying to be balanced and not have too much on one side or too much on the other side. I think that's the best way to play.
Okay. But, you know, and you being a man that likes to run the ball and you get in a couple of games there and you're not able to run the ball. It must tell you something about the defenses that you're coming up against.
Well, I think my reputation kind of precedes me because people know I like to run the ball. So I don't go into in every game, and I'll be honest, every game I go into, I don't go into the game wanting to run the ball. You know, I'm going to pretty much mix it up. But then if they begin honing in on my pass, then I'm going to pound them with the run. Then they ain't going to be able to stop me. So, I mean, it's just one of those things where I pretty much take what a person, you know, I take what they give me, you know, and that's what you have to do. You have to take what a person gives you, you know, and then, you know, if I can dictate, you know, what happens in the game, then I'll do that.
So just, you know, we got about 10 minutes left. Just out of curiosity, you know, we look at your next four games. You got Dub Shack and, Dave Carton, Camouflage Q, the Bears, and then you got good old Renee in the eighth week there.
Looking forward to that one.
Yeah. You know, and looking at your next four games, I mean, three of them are away and one is actually home. You get to play Renee in your own house.
Mm-hmm.
What is your feeling on Dub Shack and Dave Carton?
They're very good players, but I will be honest. I am a very good road team. Have always been. I don't know what it is. I play very well on the road. Dave and I have been going back and forth, but I know he thinks he's doing something right now because he's 2-0. But Dave, I'm going to bring it to you, so you better be ready. Dub Shack, he's got a new team. He's learning them. We'll see. We'll see. Because I'm going to play really good defense. He's not going to. I'm going to make him one dimensional. So he ain't going to be able to run the ball on me. So I mean, we'll see. We'll see.
And you're going to end up playing Camouflage Q in week 7, who's another new guy.
Don't know a lot about him. I'll find out about him pretty quick.
Right, he plays with the Bears. We know the Bears have
very good
Hester, who's 100 speed, and you know, Urlacher, I believe, and a couple other good players on that team there.
I really don't fear that much because I know them. I know where their weakness is, and I'm going to take advantage of it. So Bears really don't worry me that much. It just depends on how he plays them. I heard he's a very good straight player, so we'll definitely see.
Uh-huh. And then you got Renee there and his Bengals. He's currently 2-0. He said that he's a little rusty, but if I know
Renee,
I don't believe it. Renee's been labbing on his own offline as well as online, and he's not going to come in playing halfway.
Not against me, he won't. I will punish him if he does. So. I expect that game probably to be very close, very, very close. As every game that we play, you know, even the last game that we played in the playoffs, he ended up beating me by like 2 points or something like that, or 3 points, whatever it was.
Mm.
You know, so, and I picked him off twice, ran two of them back for touchdowns, and he ended up beating me in the game. It was just a really weird game. But, yeah, I expect that probably be to be the toughest game out of all my games, that particular one.
So, in retrospect, did you think you'd be 2-2 at this point? I mean, when you started out, you seen your schedule, you had a new guy, you had Baller, you had Easy, you had Darren Deep. I mean, did you really think you'd be 2-2? Were you 3-1? I would have looked at it and said, well, you know what, you probably would have lost one to Baller.
Right.
Or close one at that, but I would have thought, because we didn't know the new guy, that you probably would have got that game.
Right.
Which you did.
Right.
But,
well, I mean, I mean, to be honest with you, I normally like to come out of the first block 500. If I'm playing 500 ball, I'm doing okay. Then I can pretty much set myself up, you know, for a run, because I'm trying to win the division. In order to win the division, you got to win, you know. So I went 1-1 in the division. Once I do that, I'm good. I can come out and I can pretty much relax now, and I can pretty much play ball because I've got those first couple of games under my belt, and they were tough. They were very tough games, and I think that actually helped me out, because now I can go ahead and hone my game a little bit more and do a few more other things on, you know, offense and on defense that I wasn't really doing before. So I'm pretty much ready for the next block and then the stretch run right after that.
I'm looking at your stats for your total offense, and you're at 1,100 right now, and you're rushing. You're at 336, which puts you fifth. I mean, it's only been four games, but I guess that's pretty good for that amount. I don't know.
Right.
But where do you think you see yourself in the end, man, with your stats as far as you know, your rushing
I'm going to finish in the top five like I normally do. That's just a given. I'm going to be in the top five. I'll get it going. I don't know if you know, I'm number one in the league and no turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
I have zero after four games. So
okay.
Yeah, so that's one thing I've actually been working on is not turning over the ball and forcing the ball into spots, you know, where it doesn't belong.
Right.
And I think I did pretty well last season, but. That's one thing that really gets me is you don't necessarily really have to force the ball, you know, but you have to kind of read the defense, know where you're going with it, and then, you know, do your thing. And then,
right.
You know, and then, I mean, that's pretty much the way I look at it.
Right. As I look at your buddy there, Beasy, 2008, I mean, he's got one game on you. He's in a division anyway, and he's 2-1 so far. I'm just wondering, you know, you play him one more time, I think, where is that? Do you? Yeah, you do play him
one more time. Yeah, we definitely played Mike Cribbs the next time. I beat him at his this last time.
Right. I'm wondering why I don't see you. Okay, you play in week 9 again.
Right.
And yeah, it's at your house. So now you say you play better away than
yeah, but I'm going to rectify that for the rest of the season. So we'll just leave that as it is.
All right, I'm just checking because I'm looking at, you know, if he's that good of a player where he can give you a hard time. I mean, you know, you're looking to win the division, but you got a guy in there whose next four games is actually, he can win three out of four also. I mean, he's got to come up against the Seahawks, the Jaguars, the Bengals, and the Chargers.
Right.
Which is the one that would probably give him, if anything, the hardest time would be Renee and the Bengals.
Right.
But, I mean,
I think
you
the
know,
Chargers can give him a run for the money, too.
I'm going to wear you out. Yeah, if the run game gets going, but then, you know how the teams go as far as matchups and things like that, you know.
Right.
So you never know. I'm just critiquing that a little bit because, you know, you're looking to win the division and you got a guy who could possibly give you a run for your money.
Right.
Which you didn't expect, but, you know, or you may have in that, you know, you knew him, you got him in, you played him and you knew he had some type of game. And
let me just put it to you like this. I knew I wasn't going to kill him after the first minute. Let's just put it like that. Once we got into the game, I knew he was good, and I knew I was in for a battle. So, I mean, and it was that quick for me to recognize that, definitely.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, you know, since we have about 3 minutes left, anything you want to say or put out there to the league as far as new players, anything at all?
Yeah. Just guys, just enjoy yourself. You know, the league is great. You know, you'll get some great games, you know, with a lot of the players. Enjoy yourself. I mean, there's nothing like a good game. It's better. It's like a chess game. You know, play chess. You know, just have fun. Learn how to play, and just enjoy the league. That's it.
All right, Ant.
Great.
It was good having you on. I guess we're going to do some shows in the future, the middle of the season. We've got a show going, I guess, to critique the rest of the league and see how things are going.
We'll try to do one before I head out to Vegas for the week. Yeah, definitely.
Right. And, all right. Well, it was good having you. And I'll look to do a rewind show with you down the line. Until then, have a good night, brother.
All right, you too. Thank you.
All right. That's another rewind show done. Review show done. And, I just say that I do these shows because I like talking to the guys and seeing where they're at doing different things. Different guys and letting other guys hear what they're saying so they understand where their mind frame is at certain points in the league. I do a rewind show also that I'll take a look back at past seasons with certain individuals. If you look on the site underneath the as you scroll down, you'll see where you can pull up the Blog Talk. And you can pretty much listen to any show that was done, whether it be rewind, review, retro. We got a ton of shows going on, it's good to do. It's good to see where guys are. It's interesting to talk to people. I try to do the best I can with it, and it works. So until the next time. This is Steve. I had a wife cook, and this has been another review. Take it easy. You are what you are. You are a superstar. Ha ha! If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The camera's here, and the microphones, and they wanna know. Oh, oh, oh. If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The crowd is here, and the lights are on.
King Lou. Trying to cash his microphone check 212. Wanna believe my own hype, but it's too untrue. The world brought me to my knees with